Zion, raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Hey there, Patriots! Hey there, Patriots! It's something I locked up, but it's working now, I hope. If you guys see me, give me the thumbs up. If you hear me, give me the thumbs up. Looks like everything's going okay now, so let's just hope for the best. Welcome, I'm Melissa Redpill. This is the Freedom Force Battalion. We look at the current events in the light of God's Word. This is biblical, what we're experiencing. There's some big things that I think are coming up, so we'll watch and see. We got some really interesting Q posts that are dated 10/21, which today is 10/21/2025. It says it's not a drill. We're going to go into that. We're also going to talk about this whole Diwali thing, and also what is going on with some of these patriots. It's very interesting. It makes you go a lot of times. We're going to find out about that. Also, I want to show you what is actually happening in Gaza, because one of the journalists was actually chased by settlers. I want to make sure that you know about that. And I'm going to show you a really cool verse that I think really will encourage you and encourages me about what is coming in the golden age. All right, so are y'all ready to get started? So here is our site right here, Melissa Redpill. Logged out. So let me try this again, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. There you go. This is where you'll find all the good stuff. You'll find the real Melly right here. You'll find all of the information about health that I have researched over the years and seen people get well over and over and over. So we're starting the golden age right now. All of our videos are right here, and end times information and audiobooks are right there. Don't forget to hit the like right now, you guys. Hit it right now. And thank you always for liking and sharing. Actually, I posted something yesterday. Let me see if I can click on it. This is what I posted yesterday, and you guys really helped it. I think so far it's gotten 64,000 views. So I was talking about, this kind of what we're talking about tonight as far as the National Guard. And I'm going to talk about the some other Q posts, but this was really good that you guys helped to give it a push. I really appreciate you doing that. I'm going to go ahead and give that to you again, just in case you haven't done that already. If you can push this one right here, because a lot of patriots, I think, might get panicky. And so we're not going to panic. It says the masses tend to panic, but we're not going to panic, no matter what happens tomorrow. All right, so let's look at some of our Q post. This is the one that's dated 10/21, back in 2020. And it says, booms en route tomorrow. This is not a drill. Now, okay, so nothing terribly spectacular, happened way back in the day, on 10/22 of 2020. I think this was a timestamp for potentially tomorrow. We've already are seeing so many booms. Every day is a boom. I don't know if you guys saw, but John Brennan was just sent to the DOJ, referred to the DOJ. In other words, under investigation. They have it all. They know all the things that he's done. So this is not, for us, and even for the ones who are in the deep state, they know that he's guilty as sin. But for the normies, this is just now coming to the surface. They're probably just now realizing, hey, what's going on? We've had Comey, and now we've got Brennan, the former FBI director, now the CIA director. What's going on? So, some people, again, are not really paying attention, but this is a big deal. We've been waiting on this for a long, long time. So that's really great. He's on the list of Cash Patel's favorite government gangsters. So what is this potentially going to be? And so I'm going to play you my little video so you can see that one. But here is another one that's time-stamped for the 21st. Let me make it a little bit bigger. So this one is time-stamped. It says The Great Awakening. And then it says, sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. Crimes against children unite all humanity. Cross party lines, Difficult truths, All right. So, of course, we already know that this is, we are heartbroken about what we know is happening with the children, and the trafficking. And that has come out to a certain extent. But also, I think it's potentially talking about children in Gaza. And I've been sharing videos about this. You cannot make this up that these children have lost limbs, lost their lives, and all that. So this is really what has to unite humanity, is that we cannot allow such a thing as that. And so he says, trust humanity in another place. So I wanted you to see that. You must show them. We have to see it. We can't just be told, they would do such a thing, or this is, something evil. It's that they would, this is actually, unfortunately, happened to these children. So here's the little clip I wanted you to see. This is the one I did yesterday, and see if I can make it a little bit smaller so you can maybe see the whole thing. So you can see I want you to see the post right there. So let me try to do it like that.
Hey, fam. All right, you guys have known me long enough. You know I'm not a fearmonger. I am not someone to freak everybody out. But I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up, because lots of things are going on. I want to remind you of this post. We know that President Trump is calling out the National Guard. So let me remind you of post 22. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic, and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on poll. Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. All right, we just had these protests. The No Kings rally was flop. And I feel like the cabal is backed into a corner, and they realize they're basically out of options. And a lot of people are running to gold. And so I wonder if potentially something could happen with the market. If potentially, we know that gold will destroy the Fed. Now, gold has started to rise again. It hit 4,400 again today. A lot of people, I think, are running to gold, because potentially there could be a market, something going on with the market. I don't know, potentially something going on with the banks, and people will tend to panic. I don't know that they would panic about the National Guard in each of the cities, but if something happens with their bank account, that would definitely cause them to panic. So again, as I said before, just make sure you have cash. Make sure you have a way to communicate with your family and friends. Make sure that you have that you're comfy. And so, today, a lot of the internet went down. A lot of these sites went down. If something goes on and there's nowhere else to post, if there's a possibility, if the internet's open at all, I will post on melissaredpill.com. Either way, even if there's 10 days of darkness, even if something else happens, don't worry. It's going to be clean and swift. just as President Trump said. I'm going to show you one other quick thing. This is from the commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps, General Eric Smith. He said, the next fight is coming. Trust me, it's coming. Let me see if I can play it for you.
Trust me, it's coming.
I don't know if you heard that, but that they would be potentially working in conjunction with the National Guard. That's what we've been told for years. So don't worry, don't panic. Even if we can't communicate, just trust the plan, trust President Trump. This is, you know, potentially the reset. We're on day 20 of the 30, if it's potentially 30 days for the reset, done in 30, we're on day 20 today. So just hang in there. And anyway, so definitely like this, share it, comment, bookmark it. Let's get this out there. Let's just help everybody know. Not to worry.
All right. You got the gist of it. Okay. So really, thanks for helping me get that out there, because I don't want people to be, you know, surprised if something like that happens, especially if it's patriots. If something does happen. Again, I don't know, but it does make sense to me if it's done in 30, that if it started as of the end of September, September 30, then we are on, you know, just 10 days left. And so he said, "Boom's incoming en route tomorrow." So, it would make sense to me that something big has to happen for this mass start awakening, for people to jolt them into, hey, there's something going on, and to trigger the EBS. Don't know if it's going to happen. That's why I said so many times, like, you know, in this little clip, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen, but it would make sense to me that, you know, especially with him coming out and saying, they've got a military operation coming quick. It sounds like that's what he was hinting at. And then when you say, you know, what would cause people to panic is if they weren't able to access their money. I don't know. We'll find out. Either way, it's going to be trust the plan. It's going to have to be just enough to get people to wake up. And then we already know that they'll have the emergency broadcast system. That's what we were told, that would happen. And so, unless that was disinformation, but if the emergency broadcast system comes up, that means that some of this other would go down. Maybe the internet might, some of it might be down. I just don't know. Well, I just don't want you to freak out if it happens. If it does, like I said, I will be on melissaredpill.com or whatever channels I have. We have several channels, so I would go over, if you can, and to each of the of the social media places now and sign up, you know, for each one of them, because if something goes down, I'll be on one of these if possible. All right. And you can find the real Melly. It's not out of the stretch of possibility, because we had this, we were shut down for 5 years off of YouTube. And for those of you who are on YouTube, I just want to let you guys know that, you know, the videos that I'm posting over there, I tried to post one yesterday, but it kept saying it was checking it. I don't think it liked some of the things I was saying. So I just abort. I just said, nope, stop. Anyway, and also it's taking little clips out that it finds that it doesn't like, you know. Anyway, whatever, if you ever want to see like the whole one and the freedom of speech one, it's going to be on Red Pill the World over on Rumble. But that's just what we have to work with YouTube. I'm glad I'm able to be back over there some. All right. So I want you to see that. Again, this one right here, there's several posts dated the 21st of October. Like this one right here is about Epstein, of course, talking about the exposure on them. There's the one, Boom's en route tomorrow. That's not a drill. Also, it has one dated the 21st of October. Dearest Virginia, we stand with you now and always. Find peace through prayer. I'm hoping that she's one of the ones who's alive. I hope she's one of the ones who's working with President Trump, and that she's in the witness protection, because she was really in danger because she knew too much, and she was very brave and bold to get this truth out there. So it would not surprise me to think that they had put her in witness protection. I hope that's the truth. You know, we wouldn't know, you know, obviously that's the whole point of witness protection. And then here's another one dated 10/21. It says, client, political pundit for sale. Do you see how it works? Enemy of the people. So that was something on the war room. I'm not going to go into all that right now, but anyway, so that's how it kind of works. We don't know when we look at a one that's dated 10/21 to see if that's, if tomorrow's the marker, but it would make sense to me. I hope it's not next year, because I want this done now. I want this done before Christmas. Who agrees with me? All right, so here is, like I said, this is the one about the en route, but there's that other one I was wanting to show you. Yeah, Boom's en route. All right, now, something very interesting is going on with all these Patriots. I wanted you to see something strange about Candace Owens, and this is something that CAG Drogo brought up, and I think that there's a lot to what he had to say. Here's this picture of President Trump with both Tucker and with Candace, and you can tell that they really do, you know, have a fond, you know, fondness for each other. So all of a sudden, Candace is coming out and kind of bashing on Trump sometimes, especially when it comes down to, you know, Gaza and the land, as if he was trying to get money. I'm like, Candace is smarter than that. Candace knows better than that. She knows that he is not in it for the money. She knows that. So I just, you know, if I had to put money on it, I would say that I think that she's acting a role. But I'll tell you, and I've even seen, you know, little images where it looks like she has been an actress in the past. So, but I think she's a good actress. If she is, she's a really good actress. Much better than I would be. I would not be able to do that. That's not my thing. You would tell. I'm not an accomplished liar. I'm just not. And you would know if I was telling you something that wasn't true. You'd know it immediately. You're like, no, Melissa, we don't believe it. That doesn't sound right. She, you know, she is, if she's pretending to, you know, bash on Trump, she's doing a really good job. But also bringing out this truth about, you know, all these facets of what happened with the shooting. Now, she has not come out and said that she thinks potentially Charlie is alive. She hasn't said that. That's where I'm still in this very strong, hopeful stance on that, that this whole thing is to expose a lot of things, whether it's the FBI or the CIA or how they do these investigations or how they put all this information out there. I mean, all of that, you know, I think is just being exposed, and largely Israel, the Zionists really, are being exposed because of that. That's where I'm standing. I hope that Charlie and Tucker and Candace and Matt Gaetz, I'm going to show you a clip here in just a second about Matt Gaetz. I have a feeling that he is, he's one of the Alliance people. I'm going to show you this post from the Alliance, because this one right here, you can't see, you can't read it. It's just too small. Let me see if I can find the Alliance. Okay, here it is. Under this has never been attempted. Let me show you. Post 4511. This has never been attempted. Use of general public to counter the narrative, propaganda push by controlled media. Analysis start to now indicates situational awareness, decoupling of MSDNC control of information channels 1 through 99. Like every channel is blaring out the same lies. Oh, you know, from the radio to the TV to the internet to all these different channels are all controlled. That's one of the last things I've heard Candace talk about, is that, you know, this is all controlled. I'm going to hopefully play you that clip too. Anyway, it's the decoupling where people are leaving these controlled media outlets. It's happening, it says, at a massive pace. Now, this was posted way back in 2020. And so I think that's one of the reasons that we were actually pushed to the side a little bit for a while, and we were still researching, we were still sharing, but we were banned because we were being way too effective. I remember there was a post that said, I hope that this information is going to reach enough people so that this will be effective. This, where he's saying that we're working with the public to counter the narrative that's always being pummeled out. I think we were being too good at our job. And so we had to kind of say, we had to slow down, because we were you know, putting the hammer down. We were putting the pedal to the metal. We were going so, you know, fast because we wanted to get this done. And they said, we've got to go at a slower pace to dismantle this, you know, New World Order bomb. Anyway, I'm not talking about a bomb. That's hyperbole, okay, everybody? It's just a word. It's just a hyperbole. Anyway, next, to expend ammunition, muster network to defend and coordinate attacks to counter MIL, which is military, -CIV, as in civilian, alliance. They've made an alliance between the military, we know this is a military operation, and the civilians, that's us. They've made this alliance between us where we're working together to get out this information. And so they've never done that before. Like it said, the use of the general public to counter the narrative pushed by the control media has never been attempted. And so we've been, you know, we're in the Lord's army, right? A little kid song. We've joined in to be in this military operation. So they're having to expend all this ammunition to counter what we're saying. They've never had to do that before. And they're losing because we're coming at them from every side. And that goes back to the wonderful Joel 2 passage that I read at the very beginning of this video, that they can't stop us. We're just constantly, you know, we go over the walls and through the windows. So that's really what it's talking about here in this cube post. Now, if that's the alliance, not only with us in a general way, but specifically with Tucker, specifically with Charlie and Candace and various ones, okay? And so then Khal Drogo also brought up a very interesting point. He said, you know, there are some that you don't know who is naughty and who's nice. And so, right, that's where we are right now. It's the fog of war is very thick. It's hard to know who's a good guy and who's a bad guy. And so the only thing I know to do, I mean, remember our Lord Jesus said not to judge anything before the time, because when he arrives that he will explain all these things to us. Okay, there's that. So as far as consigning someone to, to the darkness, then that's one thing. But I will have to continue if someone is promoting evil and helping evildoers to do their evil, I will call that out. And I believe that's definitely what President Trump wants us to do. So I can't figure out who's a good guy and who's a bad guy, really. All I can do is call out what I see. Calls them as I sees them, right? That's what we're doing. And that's where you guys are doing the same thing over on my social media. I really appreciate that you guys, you know, go out and share. We're reaching a lot of people because every one of us, we're not just taking in the information, we're pummeling it out there. I mean, this right here was a perfect example that I asked you to do this, and next thing you know, it pushed it into the algorithm. And you guys, you know, whenever you, you know, comment, whenever you hit the like, whenever you share it, whenever you, you know, retweet or whatever, and you hit the bookmark, this helps to get it out there into the people, into the people's hands. So it just, you know, depends on what the topic is that I feel like. I don't do it all the time, but just whenever I do, I really appreciate you helping me get it out. So we've been very effective. All right, so this is very interesting about Candace. She came out with a post. I'm going to go pull that other post. There's one other thing that she just came out with literally, I think, today. But this is where she is talking about this psychological war on Americans. And so she's exposing how they've been controlling the narrative. Now, she's saying that they're going to have an attack, you know, psychological warfare on Americans to control the media. But she didn't really say is that they've been doing that forever. That's the whole thing of this, the channels, the 1 through 99 channels, that they all are coming out with their narrative and have for all of our lives. And so that's why it's so hard for people to wake up. The whole world knows what's going on in Gaza. The whole world, you know, the young people know, you and I know, but so many people are still brainwashed because they're getting the misinformation pummeled at them through the mainstream media, the 99 channels. All right, I want you to hear what she has to say on Bibi, because he was meeting with these influencers and that they were paying them, you know, by some accounts, like $7,000 per post. They felt that it was that, you know, they wanted these people to really got like, go, 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 you'll make a lot of money doing this. So check this out. Okay, let's see.
Prepare yourself. What he is saying is that they are about to launch a psychological war on Americans. Take a listen to what he says.
Christian influencers. Okay. He said, he talked about the woke right. And he said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're the reason. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that community, they're very important. Mm. And secondly, we're going to have to use the tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords, that doesn't work very well, okay? And you can't fight with cavalry, that doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are on social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Okay, I'm not going to play anymore. This makes me just throw up in my mouth. But yeah, class, like he's their school mom. So yeah, he was talking about that TikTok being purchased. That's one of their big places that they want to control, as well as X. Well, they can give up the idea of controlling Elon. That's just not going to happen. But yeah, so the thought that we're saying these things, that you guys are paid off? Come on. Come now. Come on. You guys are out of your mind. You know, it's ridiculous. And so he's calling us the woke Reich. Come on. Yeah, cute. That's real, real cute. Yeah. And so this, okay, so I'm going to talk about this really very disappointing that we have these influencers that are coming out doing things like this. I'm so, so disappointed about War Clandestine. I'm so disappointed. He's saying, I think we're witnessing an influence vacuum in the wake of Charlie's assassination. Charlie was one of the most influential pro-Trump voices, particularly with the youth, and now he's gone. The jackals and hyenas are trying to fill the void and take over influence. Yeah. No, that's not what we're doing. We're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to tell the truth, and so he does not like it. He doesn't like it. So here's, you know, they're trying to take over MAGA, the woke right, anti-Trump leftists. Yeah, and anti-Trump... He's basically saying that we are working with the leftists and that we hate Trump. Wrong. Try again. That's not what we're doing. I was really disappointed. Super. And I'm also disappointed in Officer Tatum, because he's saying if you don't support the Zionists, Netanyahu, because that's not Israel, okay? If you don't support them, then you are an Islamist. You know, you're paid off Islamist. And let me just say, there's great Islamists, okay? This is what's so maddening. The argument, they're really good at these arguments, because you can't really get a hold of the argument because it's so slippery, like a snake, okay? So the issue is, there are, in every religion, there is an extreme group. This is in the Christian faith. There's an extreme group. There's extreme groups in Judaism. There's extreme groups in the Islam. There's extreme groups in every religion. And so, you know, to call us out that we're Islamists is, you know, like we're the extremists, is that's what he's trying to do. But the reality is, on the mainline things, every religion basically just wants to have peace in the world, everybody to get along, everybody to have justice and freedom and, you know, just basic stuff, right? This is the basic good old, you know, religion. So anyway, it's very frustrating when they call us out with these name calling, you know, the woke Reich, whatever. Either way, it's not really affecting us. We have not slowed down one little bit. If anything, we've pushed harder. And so that's what we're going to do right here on this video, as well as on all the social media that you guys are sharing out. But yeah, so that's what I'm just, yeah, disappointing. Yeah. Yeah. So he's calling out Matt Walsh. He's calling out Candace Owens. He called out Tucker. He called out Matt Gaetz. I'm like, dude, you jumped the shark. You jumped the shark right there. You just jumped it. So a lot of these, influencers that we have known all the, you know, and followed, they are all jumping the shark right now. They're all jumping the shark. So here's and then they're like, he's trying to hold on to JD. Oh, see, JD agrees with me and all these ones agree with me. Let me tell you who they agree with. They agree that they caught, I'm going to show you this in a second, how they caught BB in what he did in Gaza. And so I'm going to show you what really happened on that. And so yeah, he doesn't want to bring that fact out, that Netanyahu was caught doing something naughty, but I'll get to that. Let's see, there was another one here. There's another one that was just like, really, dude? Yeah, so this is, yeah. Yeah, so he's calling, well, I'm not even going to go into that one. Yeah, all right, so I just wanted you to see that that is what's going on with the influencers that have been, have had big followings. And so just be careful who you follow, because there are a lot of these people who have big, big followings that are really, unfortunately, coming out that they are shills for the Zionists. You know, it's what it is. I can't, it's just they're supporting that. And that's what I was just saying before. I cannot promote, if someone's promoting, you know, all this evil to happen to these children, I have to call it out. That's all there is to it. I can't just let it go. And there's some people who are brainwashed, but I'm not one of them, and neither are you. We've been here together. We know what's going on, and we're not putting up with it one more half second. That's really what the point is about this post here. It says, crimes against children unite all humanity. We're standing with the children. All right, I'm going to show you that also. All right, so let's see. Okay, so yeah, on Candace, this is the one I was going to show you too. Candace posted, this is so strange, you guys. She has been out of town. I think she said she was taking some time to grieve her friend. And so she's been gone for 10 days. She said she would be back on the 20th, but she didn't come back yesterday. She didn't post anything. If you go back and look at her YouTube channel where she normally does her lives, she has not posted for 10 days, I think. And so what's going on with that? And if she's working with President Trump, you know, all this is part of that plan. But she did post this on the 19th. She said, don't worry about the gag order in the Charlie Kirk case. I don't know if you heard this. There's a gag order, and that only certain people are allowed to give testimony. I think that's really what it's about, is that. And she's not trying to give testimony anyway. But she says, I plan to violate it on the world's behalf. The things I've discovered this past week are enough to burn the house down. Yes, Charlie was betrayed by everyone. Now, there's a video. I did not post it. I haven't vetted it. I don't know that this is the truth. I have a feeling it's AI, but that she's basically calling out not only the FBI and the CIA and all these. They're clearly giving away these text messages and that type of thing, so that's clear. She's also saying, you know, Tyler Robinson didn't have anything to do with it, and if this is to be believed, you know, she's saying that, you know, they're all in on it, Zen and all these. And it looks like from this text that is what she's saying, that there were a lot of people who were in on it to basically take over TPUSA. And I hope that that's not the case. I hope that they're in on it to bring down this Israel, you know, expose that. Because no doubt that's a big thing that happened. As soon as the Charlie incident happened, this really brought out the truth about Israel. A lot of people started to wake up to that. I would say that there are some that work with TPUSA that I have not said this before, but I'm going to say it now, that I feel that are something's fishy, that make me wonder if they were in on it and it was a sting operation, that they were going to try to harm him, but the whole thing was, because they know that. They know that if Charlie comes out and he starts exposing the truth about the Zionists, which he was, that it was going to be, they're going to try to kill him. I mean, they know that. This is not, you know, rocket science. So then that if some other people who've been part of TPUSA joined in league with that, that would be terrible. It would be terrible. I'm not even going to say who I think it is. You could probably guess, but we'll watch and see. We'll see. We'll find out. We don't have maybe enough evidence. I don't have enough evidence. That's why I don't really say the name or names. But she's saying it. She may have other, you know, connections, because she used to work with TPUSA. She knows how, you know, she got thrown under the bus. And so she can see clearly how, you know, what had potentially happened to Charlie. Okay. again, I believe he's alive. I'm going to just stand right there, and I'm hoping that that's the case. I hope that there that those people who were part of this were you know, getting him to safety. I hope that that is the case. I will say this, they didn't, the people on TV USA, they, if they were trying to act like they were sad, they weren't very good actors. All right, so we'll find out. She says Charlie was betrayed by everyone. Just watch and see. Watch and see. Yeah. All right, so before we go on to the, anything else, I wanted you to see this. No Kings protest. All the money that was spent, everybody had to, the Soros money, the Rockefeller money. I know this is really small. It's just like, it's too hard for you to read, but it's just crazy amount. I don't know, 200, how many, just crazy amount of money. I'm not even going to say what kind of money I thought it was. It was just a crazy amount of money. $275 million, some outrageous amount. Let's see if it gives a total down here. Yeah, $294 million. Almost $300 million, yeah. So that's unbelievable. Yeah, and Paulina Luna is saying, you know, that this No Kings protest was completely organic. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Look at all this money from Rockefeller. These are your former masters. These are not your masters anymore. These are not. These don't run you anymore. Praise the Lord. We have a wonderful president who is making sure that they don't get to run us anymore. And speaking of that, today let's all celebrate. Let's have some cake and a party. John Brennan was. Was referred to the DOJ. Yay, look at this. He looks happy about it, right? Again, this is the guy who's a former CIA. So they referred him to the DOJ. So this is just the beginning. This is another domino to fall. When you've had the former FBI director and now the former CIA director, that's huge. This is, and it's just saying because he lied about the Steele dossier. Well, but that's just the beginning, just the opening salvo. All right, so that's great. He was just referred for criminal prosecution for lying to Congress. And, you know, we're getting the big fish first. And if you remember, and I said this on that little X clip that I have pinned on my ex Melissa Red Pill account, that we were planning all these protests in order to prevent the arrest of some of these high-level people like Brennan, like Comey, like John Bolton. And so nothing can stop what is coming, clearly. So I know they're panicking. You know they are. That's why I think that they know that, what are they going to do? They see that the No Kings protest, as much money as they spent, it had did nothing. So what are they going to do? Whatever it is, we were told it would cause the people to panic. Okay, you guys tell me in the chat, what do you think would cause people to panic? Maybe, you know, bubble bursting. People are running to gold. It makes me think there's potentially bubble burst. All right, so we'll see. But just take care of yourself, like I said on the video. Make sure you have everything that you need. All right, so yeah, President Trump said this about 8 wars and the 9th is coming. Nobody like our president. Nobody. Nothing can stop him. This is biblical, and this is bringing their whole house of cards down, because that's how they've run the world, is on war, and how they've made so much money is on war, and they're just beside themselves because he's stopping all their war machine. I'll play this for you.
Tough to beat, Mr. Senator. It's going to be, John, it's going to be very tough to beat Washington and Lincoln, but we're going to give it a try, right? Hey, they didn't put out 8 wars, 9 coming, all right? We put out 8 wars. And the 9th is coming, believe it or not. It's going to be
awesome. Who loves our president? Amazing. He's so amazing. Okay, so here's the one with Matt Gaetz. Okay, you remember a few months before, I guess during the campaign, and then you know, Matt Gaetz was not running for office, and so they were talking about, you know, what was he going to do, and it was going to be a surprise. And then next thing you know, we come and find out that he's going to work for One America News, which I love. Now, I don't know if you know this. I've said this before. You may not remember this. But One America News has been banned from all these cable outlets. Xfinity, Dish, Direct, they banned them because obviously they're not one of the 99 that allows, you know, that parrots their narrative. And so if you haven't gotten the Q streaming, I really encourage you to do that. That's what my husband and I use. Let me see if I can go to that one. This one right here. If you go to Q right here, on when you go to Melissa Red Pill and you go to, let me go to this one. If you go to melissaredpill.com and you go to the health right there, it's under health, so it's the health of your TV right there, Q Broadcast Patriot. You can try it for $15 and just give it a try and see if you like it. And they'll walk you through it. There's an 800 number, 855-569-1859, and you can also go to freedomforce.qbroadcast.com. All right, so I wanted you to see that because they are the one of the few that carries One American News. So I want you to hear what he had to say, here we go, Matt Gaetz had to say about what happened. Now, this guy did not explain it very well, so I'll explain it before he explains it so you can kind of make sense of it. Okay, so what happened was, they got the ceasefire, right? You and I know that Netanyahu works with Hamas, and they are constantly, stirring all this up. And you do this, and we'll basically bomb Gaza into, a pile of rubble. Okay, that was the whole thing. Let me back up. President Trump just said, and I don't know if I have this post here, but he just said that if Hamas attacks the Gazan people, the Palestinian people, we will protect the Palestinians. That right there tells you that he knows that the Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. Boom. Boom. Finished. I'm gonna grab this while this video is playing. But yeah, it's very important that people understand that. Very important that people understand that and JD actually said that again today. He said that these Palestinian people are just, in the crossfire, basically. Well, that's one way to say it. I can say it a little more clearly that Hamas and Netanyahu are part of this whole process to take the land. JD can't say that. President Trump can't say that politically. Jared Kushner can't say that. But you and I can say that. They've been doing that since 1948. And that's another thing. If any of these patriots people come and say, oh, no, this was never Palestine, you know right there. They're either a shill or they're stupid. They don't know what they're talking about because it's been Palestine forever. Forever and ever and ever. I think the people finally realize that that doesn't hold water anymore. But anyway, all right, so back to this. It says that, okay, so we had the ceasefire. And then, all of a sudden, Netanyahu's all upset. He says they've come in and they've started this war again. They've ginned up the war again. Well, what really happened was, and what he ended up doing was closing the border at Rafah, where the people would be getting the aid supplies in. And so, he's saying, "See, they're not trustworthy. They started this war." What really happened was that some of his people had gone over, and they were mowing down some of these houses, bulldozing the houses like they always do. They call them settlers, but they're going in. That's a nice way to say that the thieves, really. And they're going in and mowing down people's houses, and they accidentally blew up this landmine. But I would think that it's not even a landmine. It wasn't that they accidentally did anything. This was all on purpose. All right, so they accidentally hit a landmine, and then so they blamed the Palestinians that they closed the aid border in Rafah. And when President Trump let Bibi know that they knew exactly what happened, President Trump knew. Caught them in a lie. Bibi immediately opened the border. He knows that President Trump knows. Trump knows Bibi's lying. Bibi knows he's lying. Bibi knows President Trump knows he's lying. Everybody in the world knows he's lying. The young people know he's lying. The patriots know he's lying. The only people who don't know he's lying are the people who are listening to the fake mainstream news 1 through 99, like I talked about on the cue board, okay? And what's going to take to wake these people up? Well, some kind of boom incoming. That would make sense to me. All right? We've got to have something to rip the Band-Aid off and to wake people up, right? Okay, so the fake news keeps spreading those lies. And Bibi, okay, this is what Khal Drogo said, and this is true. Bibi needs this war to keep going because as soon as the war is over, then the Knesset is bringing him up on charges. And if you remember when President Trump was speaking to the Knesset, he was saying that, you know, oh, we want you to pardon him, right? He was just exposing to the world, what do you mean? Why is he brought up on charges, right? So President Trump is... he's something else. He's exposing all that. Okay, so I want you to see that. So I'm really glad that Matt Gaetz left Congress because I think he's one of the people in the alliance who's helping to expose the Zionists. All right. Now, all right, I'm going to play it for you, and hopefully that will make sense what he is saying here.
For this violence in Rafah, we've got a map here of the site in question. So walk us through your observations.
Yeah, so on Sunday, the IDF reported that there had been an RPG attack right here, if you look at the screen there, at the what used to be the Rafah airport, still called the Rafah airport. It hasn't operated in some time now. They also said that some snipers had come out, that the IDF was trying to clear a tunnel, and that some fighters may have been hiding out in this tunnel. But what's important for people to understand when they look at this map here is... look how far behind enemy lines this Rafah airport is. So you have IDF positions right nearby. You have absolute moonscape rubble as far as the eye can see. And you don't have a tunnel network that connects to the rest of Gaza from there. So there are two possibilities here if the IDF story is accurate. You know, either some Hamas fighters managed to somehow sneak through this rubble for... you know, many kilometers, get behind the enemy lines and then launch an ambush, or that just days after agreeing to a ceasefire, or they've been hiding out in this tunnel for 8 months at this point, because the IDF has controlled this area for roughly 8 months at this point. You know, how they would be provisioned, you know, food and water, you know. So those are the two credible possibilities. Now, what I was told by a source familiar with this situation is that shortly after this happened, Americans had intelligence that what happened was that a bulldozer that was operated by a kind of settler company that is destroying homes in Rafah, the homes that remain standing, had run over either unexploded ordnance or some type of improvised explosive device that had not detonated during the fighting that had taken place in Rafah many months ago, and that the United States then relayed to Israel that they had this intel, that this is what had happened, that we know, like, there's enormous amount, there are IEDs and there's enormous amount of unexploded ordnance from shells in particular, but also from, you know, bombs dropped from the sky that hasn't blown up. And when a bulldozer runs over that, it might blow up. And that's what happened. And
well, hold on. I want to draw a fine point on that, Ryan, because if that's true, it would seem to suggest that White House officials believe Israel has lied to them. Is that what you're reporting?
Yes, that's what they believe. And they, when they conveyed to them that they knew what had happened, if you notice, shortly after that, Netanyahu said that he was opening the crossings back up. Is what he said. He said, all right, because of this attack, we are closing, just like they did on March 2nd, we're closing all of the crossings and no food, no medicine, nothing is getting in. After this message from the White House was relayed to Israel, Netanyahu announced, actually, we're going to reopen them on Monday morning, which is just because of the time difference, just a few hours later. So the closure of all of these crossings, this major dramatic move that Netanyahu made, was then, you know, fully reversed within a matter of hours.
But you attribute that to the fact that the U.S. officials basically called Netanyahu out, that Netanyahu had this story about the violence. U.S. officials say, we actually know that you're not telling us the truth. And then that explains the reversal.
Right. There you go. That's I like that. Matt Gaetz made it make more sense, okay? So, anyway, I hope that makes sense to you guys. That's what really, really happened. They caught him in a lie. They caught him in a lie, and immediately he opens up the border because he knows he was caught in a lie. So, you know, but they aren't going to say that on either the mainstream media, and even President Trump is not going to say that. He can't say those things. That's, again, why it talks about, you know, the alliance, like I was saying, we're having the public work the civilians work with the military because there are certain things that they can't say, but we can. And that's our whole point. Okay, I want to show you guys this one. I found this post. I want you to see this one because this is the one. I'm going to say this one, and this is called, I'll just call it X. All right, so let me grab this post for you guys. So this one right here is where President Trump was saying in his post that, let me see if it's this one right here, hopefully. X. Yes, I got it. All right. That they were, should Hamas proceed with this attack, measures will be taken to protect the people of Gaza and preserve the integrity of the ceasefire. This is from the State Department. They put this out there. That's one of the clearest things that I have heard from them, that people, for us to understand that Hamas does not represent the Palestinian people. And so that's why it's really important that you share this. And I will give you the link to the Telegram post. I thought I have it on X, but I don't know, you know, where it is at this moment. So I'm going to make sure you have this post, and then you can share it with people, because that is, I think, from in my opinion, that's one of the best things that you can share to help people understand that the Gazan people are caught in the crossfire. And JD actually said that today. All right, so here is that post right there, which is protect the people of Gaza. Okay, people of Gaza. So here we go. There you go. There is the link. Thank you, Songbird, for posting that. Super important. And so then this one right here, I'm going to show you this real quick while I have it in my hand. This is awful, and I'm not going to take too much time talking about it, but Brandon Tatum has had a very big channel, and so he has, I'm not even going to show you this video because it's too awful. In the Geneva Conventions, it is required that if you have medical personnel who are trying to save people, they cannot be bombed. That is the Geneva Conventions, Brandon Tatum. I can't even believe he still has this post up there on the social media. And so I had posted this saying, I can't believe this. Yeah, he has a big following. Seriously, medical personnel were bombed on live TV, and your response is bullseye. Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool. This is really, he's always, he's got scripture verses on his arm and talking about the Lord and all this. This is the man of lawlessness. When you are not working according to the rule of law, then you're not with the Lord, dude. The Lord is about law and order. The Lord is about Geneva Conventions and the laws of war. And it's, you do not kill medical personnel who are going in to save lives, okay? And so I understand, killing in war, that's one thing. Of course, a lot of these people are innocent civilians, and that's a whole nother topic. But the point is, you're wrong on this one, dude. You need to backtrack on that one real quick, because that's not cool. That's not cool. That is lawlessness. And so he's saying, again, he's the one who's saying that we're Islamists. So, but while I saw that, I said, let me go ahead and pull that up and share it with you guys. All right. So let's see. I really appreciate Matt Gaetz exposing this. He's been on fire on One America News. So I would really encourage that you to get, get One America News, like I said, on the Q Broadcasting. I'll share the link to that. That one's on freedomforce.live/Q. I'll give you the link to that right there. Because, yeah, I want to support One America News. They have really suffered because, it's the same thing with Mike Lindell. He suffered tremendously because he stood up. And so that's exactly what One America News has done. They're just amazing people over there. All right, so this is really important to see. A lot of people are coming out saying Jared Kushner's no good. And, but I really do, again, if I'm going to, I've put money on it, I would say Jared Kushner is working with President Trump to end this war, and they have to, it's very high strategy. He does not want the land. He does not want, the money. That's not what he's wanting, in my strong opinion, okay? But he is, imagine if you were in this position, that you are going over there and you're trying to work peace with these people that you know are pure evil, but you have to act like you think that they are reasonable and good, and they'll say the most vile things, and you can't have this crazy look on your face like, are you people are crazy. He has to work with these people to try to, cage this dangerous animal. I really do believe that that's the case. So let me play this little clip for you so you see what he had to say. Check this out.
You decide to go to Gaza. Mm-hmm. And what did you see?
It looked almost like a nuclear bomb had been set off in that area. And then you see these people moving back. And I asked the IDF, where are they going? Like, I'm looking around. These are all ruins. And they said, well, they're going back to the areas where their destroyed home was, onto their plot, and they're going to pitch a tent. And it's very sad because you think to yourself, they really have nowhere else to go.
Would you say now, having been there, that it was genocide?
No. No. Absolutely not. No. No, there was...
Okay, so the reason they can't say it is strategically, politically, they can't say it. They can't say it. But we can. When you kill, again, Geneva Conventions, you cannot kill innocent women and children. And I've even heard some people who are supposed patriots who are saying, oh, well, there's no innocence in Gaza. They're all guilty. I mean, they've really drunk the Kool-Aid, right? So they're not saying it's a genocide. Again, they are in a very unique position that they cannot say some of these things because they're trying to work out these peace negotiations. And if you tick these people off, they'll leave and say, forget it, I'm not working with you. But if you hold out this carrot, think about it, you guys. If you hold out this carrot and you say, oh, well, you're going to be able to get this land of Gaza and we're being able to invest and have all this land and just make all this money and let's streamline this thing. Let's go ahead and get this done and we'll help you to get that done. But they'll never get their precious. That's, you know what I'm talking about if you watch The Lord of the Rings and how he's like, gets so this demonic glee looking at this ring, like, oh, I've got to have the precious, you know, like crazy. That's who he's dealing with. And the people who are saying, calling out Kushner and Witkoff, they don't understand what they're up against. These people are nuts. These people are sick. These people are evil. All right. So I would not want to be in that position. I'm glad that I don't have that job. And I'm glad I don't have Candace Owens' job. I hand it to them. God bless them. All right, so I wanted you to see that. And he came out saying today, you know, along with J.D. Vance, we have the peacekeeping forces here. They brought in more from Britain. And they're saying we're moving forward with everything getting, you know, we're going to have peace. And J.D. Vance called out the media saying, stop, you know, saying that the peace is over. We're going to have peace. We're step by step. He says, I think we're farther along in it than we thought we would be at this point. And, you know, the point is we're moving forward and we have the people in place and all the countries of the Middle East have agreed to this. And Netanyahu's agreed to this. And if whatever has to happen, we will have peace. We will have peace. Okay, and so, you know, they're the cool heads and the reasonable ones in the room. And even though they caught Netanyahu in a lie, they are not, you know, they're just, you know, just going along to just try to get this thing solved. Now, I want you to see this super, super important. Did you guys see this American journalist? His name is Infinite_Jazz, J-A-Z. He said that the IDF led him straight into a settler ambush. Again, when you think of settler, don't think of like Little House on the Prairie. It's not that. It's about these people who are coming in to steal the land. As he was saying here, bulldozing these homes, stealing, you know, everything and whatever they can, robbing the thing, bulldozing it, and so getting it ready for them to deed this land over and sell it to someone else, to a wealthy person who has dual citizenship. And the whole point is so that they can have all this land, this area of lawlessness, so that they can do their crimes and get away with it. They have to have more room for all these criminals to live because they you know, want to be able to get away with their crimes. So that is why the Saudis and the Egyptians and the Lebanese and the Syrians and the Jordan people, all of these want to help rebuild Gaza because they know that they were next. They were going to get gobbled up next. Okay, so I want you to see this because he's running, literally running from these, quote, settlers, these thugs, basically Zionist thugs, okay? So I want you to see this. It's crazy scary. Check this out.
Hey, press! American press! American press! Gary, it's here. It's Gary. Yeah, there it is.
You got it.
Oh, come on. Don't fucking hit her. Hey! Oh, my God. Hey! 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 They're still right here. Oh, watch out, watch out, watch out. I'm going to get out of here.
No.
Somebody needs to document this. Let her in. You get in.
What's that?
You get in. Soldiers set us up for this attack. Blocked on one side, getting out by settlers with guns. There's one other way to get out. There's soldiers at the top. And they said, yes, come on, come on. There were two settlers up there. And as soon as we got there, soldiers jetted off in their jeep. Left us alone with the settlers. I'm fine. I am in the village of Termas.
Okay, so I want you to see this picture at the end. So they tried to reach out to the embassy, and basically the embassy said, the U.S. embassy, Huckabee's the ambassador for the U.S. embassy, basically said that they were not able to protect him as a U.S. journalist. What is up, right? What is going on with Huckabee? So who else called? Was it Bannon? I think Bannon called out Huckabee today. So I'm just warning you, there are some people that we have trusted all of our lives that we're, or at least in the past, you know, years, and we might find out that they are not patriots after all. Bummer. Whatever it is, it is. It is. All I know is, I know I'm one, and I know you guys are too. We're patriots, and we're going to in here keep fighting because we're going to save our country. All right. Now, yeah, here's the song. I want to play this song for you at the end. Let me see if there's anything else. Okay, you saw that. You're going to share that. Oh, I've got to show you this. Today is Diwali, and I want you to remember one of the things that our Lord Jesus said, really, really great, very, very important thing. There were, the Lord had given them, his disciples, the ability to cast out demons. And so they met some people who were also casting out demons. He said an argument arose among them about which of them was the greatest. Jesus, perceiving and reasoning in their hearts, he took a child, he set them aside. He said, whoever receives a little child in my name receives me. Whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For whoever is least among you, this one will be great. In other words, they're always having this attitude of, this is our show, this is our thing, and we're the chieftains of this clan or whatever. We're the big cheese. And he's trying to say that's not what this is about. And so I think that has crept into Christendom where it's like we're the right ones and everybody else is going to hell. I mean, it's literally, that's what is taught in some of these churches. And so I just, because they don't say things exactly the way that we do. Well, here's another good example of what our Lord Jesus thinks about that. He says in Luke 9, verse 49, John answered, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he doesn't follow us. He's not with us. He's not in our cool kids crowd. And so Jesus said to him, don't forbid him, for he who is not against us is for us. What is he saying? If he's trying to get rid of demons, if he's trying to cast out demons, get rid of evil, he's on our side. He's on our side. What don't we get? How many times do I have to say there's the good and then there's the evil. There's the righteous, there's the unrighteous. And there's only two sides. And so that's what he was trying to say here. And so there's a lot of religions. Oh, this is something that I've got to talk about super quick before we go. Super important that, there are every religion, the mainstream of the religion is good, but there are some offshoots for each one. There are those who have hijacked and they've made this really extremist Islamism or extremist Judaism, like with the Talmud, or extremist whatever. There's a lot of extremists in every religion. But, you don't say, well, every religion is bad because of the extremists. So where can we find this common ground? That we all want righteousness in the earth. We want peace in the earth. We want everyone treated fairly in the earth. We want everyone having freedom in the earth. And, we want this evil gone. We want these cast out. And so that is one of the things I really appreciate about President Trump. I know a lot of Christians will be like, oh, that's an evil religion because they don't say that Jesus is, you know, died for our sins, and they aren't respecting Jesus. If Jesus was here, he'd say, it's okay. Just cool your jets. Don't forbid them. They're fighting for evil to stop. So work with them. Anybody who's trying to stop the evil, they're on our side. Okay? All right. So I wanted you to see that. So President Trump lit a candle today. I don't have that one. Okay. President Trump lit this candle today in the Oval Office. And so basically saying it's dark to light. And so I really appreciate him building that bridge. I really do believe that's where we're headed in the golden age, is that, you know, that with the Lord Jesus as the king of the world, that he will bring everybody, you know, into alignment with him. They'll all receive him as their Messiah, and it will, all these differences will just drop away. And it'll all, you know, we'll all get all these minor details worked out. The big detail is, are you on the side of the righteous or the wicked? Right? That's the biggest issue that we have to contend with. All right. I want you to see that. The other thing is, remember the story also when our Lord Jesus was talking with, he was on the island of the Gerasenes, and these two men had been ravaged by these demons, and the demons actually said that they were called Legion. He says, "What's your name?" They said, "Legion," as in thousands of demons in these people. This is who Jared Kushner is up against, working with, you know, Netanyahu. They lie and lie and lie. Evil, okay? These people are off the charts evil, more than what any of us even want to think of, okay? So this is what had entered into these men. But the Lord Jesus was able to cast them out. But before he cast them out, they said, "What are you doing here? Are you going to cast us into the abyss before the time?" And they know when their time is up. They knew it wasn't then. They were saying, "Are you coming here before the time?" They didn't think it. They knew it wasn't then, but they know it's now. The demons know that this is it. This is the moment. Remember, our Lord Jesus said that at the end of the age, he would be back. That's what this 2,000 years he's been, you know, that's where we are on the timeline of history, is the time for the evildoers to be cast into the abyss. If you aren't familiar, you guys, most of you are, but just in case someone here is not, these are my books, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. I go into all this in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's the end times for them. 1,000 Years of Peace for us. And I go into all the details of what the 666 is and the Mark of the Beast and what it truly is, because they hijacked the church and they hijacked the teaching and they lied to us. Also, anyway, so you can get them on Amazon for $2.99. You can listen to the audiobook on melissaredpill.com. All right. But so he sent the, they also asked, you know, for him to cast them into the pigs. See, they have to have a host. The demons have to have a host. They had a thousand of them were in these two men. And so now they have to have a host. We'll send us into those pigs. And so that's exactly what he did. If you remember, these demons entered into the pigs, and it was like a whole herd of pigs. It made these pigs crazy. The pigs rushed off the side of the mountain and fell into the ocean, the sea, the Galilean Sea. All these pigs, what a mess that must have been to see all these pigs, dead pigs in the water. Of course, they weren't supposed to be eating pork anyway, but that's beside the point. The point is, it's a picture for us. Every Bible story is a picture for us that these demons are going to be cast out of humanity, and they're going to be cast into the abyss. That's what this is about. How can you cast out those demons when they have a host? Well, the people that they're dwelling in, if they refuse to stop having the demons dwell with them, because they could be cleansed, but if they refuse to have the demons go, then they have to be cast out, and then the demons go with them. Okay, that's where we are in this timeline of history. Thank you, Lord. Amazing story. All right, so I want you to see that. I think that's it. I'm going to play you this song. of our wonderful president when I'm heading out, and we're going to pray. And also, I want to show you this super quick. Don't forget to go to this page right here. If you haven't read, watched my video about Love Your Guts, super important information. I'm really glad to know this about how you can use everything in your house to make sure that you are, after you clean or after you wash your, you know, with your wash or with your, after you do your mouthwash and all that, that you would make sure that you have the healthy microbiome. And that is where it's 10 to 1 good bacteria to bad bacteria. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it all right now, but I'm going to share with you this link, freedomforce.live/P2, as in P squared. And so this is probiotics. And that, I really do believe, is the wave of the golden age where we have we're not killing our good bacteria along with the bad, but that we are having the good bacteria overwhelm the bad bacteria. Really important, very hugely important. And to get rid of the biofilm, if you don't know about biofilm, it's all here on this website, freedomforce.live/P2. All right, so I think that's it. I think that's it. So let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are saving us, that you are helping us to understand these things. And even though we're disappointed about some of the people that we're finding out who are not truly working on the side of the light, we're not worried about any of that. We're just going to call out the truth as the best that we can. Guide us so that we can discern good from evil, right from wrong, and just guide us every minute of the day so that we can be effective in fighting in this battle. And just like you said in Joel 2, that we march in exactly the right position, just like you are leading us. I thank you for everyone on this battalion, how you've kept us together and fighting alongside each other this whole time. What an honor it has been to fight alongside everyone. Lord, whatever happens tomorrow, if there's something big that happens or if it doesn't happen, either way, we just trust the plan and we're not going to panic. We're not going to worry. Lord, I just pray you just bring us all back together one place or another. If we lose each other, that we'll always be able to find each other again like we always have. And I just pray that you just bless everyone with health and strength and love and joy and peace, and your presence obviously is what brings all of that. And I just pray you continue to just encourage them and bless them and help them know that you are right beside them and how very proud you are of each and every one of them. And we thank you again for our wonderful president. We thank you for Kash Patel, and we thank you for all these ones who are bringing justice in our land. We thank you for the ICE agents. We thank you for the Marines. We pray you will bless them in whatever operations that they have and protect them, surround them with a shield, and that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We pray that every evildoer will be cast out, just like those pigs, off of the cliff and gone from us, so we'll have the beautiful golden age. We pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we're here together. I'm glad we got the second live stream to work. I love you guys. And I will talk to you. I'm going to do this real quick. I'll talk to you later. Everybody rocking me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm a score like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down.